When Sergeant Timothy Conrad was stationed at Fort Hood 10 years ago, he needed new furniture.
Living room, dining room, pretty much home furnishings is what it was.
So he headed off base to buy new stuff. And there was Freedom Stores.
Right outside the gate, ma'am.
Freedom Stores closed in 2015. Before that, they had big box stores outside military bases all over the country. Conrad bought his furniture on credit. He signed a contract and agreed to make regular payments on the loan. He was young then, 28.
At the time, it seemed like a bright thing to do, I guess.
Conrad made regular payments for 9 years, thousands of dollars worth. But he didn't get any closer to paying off the loan. Eventually, he realized it was a scam and that Freedom Stores was targeting soldiers just like him.
I mean, I felt, I don't want to say betrayed, but I felt embarrassed.
The furniture is just really the bait that they get the service members to sign onto a financing contract, which is the real product in these cases.
That's Deanna Nelson, New York State Assistant Attorney General. Her office is in Watertown, New York, near Fort Drum. They've handled lots of predatory lending cases. She says most of them look similar.
Open-ended credit arrangement with very high interest rates.
Those interest rates can reach as high as 200%. Nelson says companies hide them by marking up the item's purchase price. They encourage service members to use automatic payment. In some cases, they take money straight out of soldiers' paychecks, and they hound soldiers until they pay up, even contacting their commanding officers. And service members, Nelson says, make easy targets.
A salesperson can tell just by looking at their uniform what their pay scale is and how much money they do have available.
These scams are common. Since 2011, over 31,000 service members registered debt-related complaints with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. There are some laws that protect soldiers. The Military Lending Act regulates most types of personal loans to active duty service members, and the Army tries to teach its members to make good financial choices. Fort Drum Financial Readiness Counselor Megan Corbett Hansen says all soldiers ranked sergeant and below are required to take classes when they arrive on base.
All new soldiers would create a budget. They will learn about credit, how it works, how much those credit contracts are actually costing, figuring out how to read them and understand them. We touch a little bit on scams. We talk about retirement planning.
Timothy Conrad took that class when he got to Fort Drum a couple years ago. Last summer, as he was thinking about buying a house, he realized he couldn't figure out where those furniture payments he'd been making for 9 years were actually going. So he met with an Army financial counselor.
We did a little research, and then there were some discrepancies, so we contacted Ms. Nelson here at the Attorney General's office.
It turns out that Freedom Stores had already been sued and settled with the federal government and the states of Virginia, North Carolina, and Colorado. But it was still collecting payment on service member contracts, 257 of them in New York. This spring, Nelson and her team settled with Freedom Stores, wiping out those New York-based service members' debt. But she says there are more predatory companies out there, and soldiers and civilians should stay vigilant.
And I think that it's very important for all of us to keep an eye out and make sure that these businesses are playing by the rules and treating our military with the respect that they deserve.
Timothy Conrad says he's learned his lesson the hard way.
You sign any kind of contract with anybody, whether it's a car, home, you need to get with a financial advisor, whether personal or through the military, and they will steer you in the right direction and live in proof.
His advice to fellow soldiers, be cautious, read everything, and don't be afraid to ask for help. I'm Sarah Harris in Watertown, New York.